Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, been a minute, and I was like the when we finally get back together, because then I know we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But joining me now is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
Pleasure is mine. So, you've had quite a few things... quite a few things published since the last time I looked. See, the problem with Dean coming on the show is he's on this big website called Ammoland. And Ammoland has got articles coming at it from left, right, and center. And so sometimes we get to the point where there's nothing on there for me to see to talk about, although Dean has always got stuff in the pipeline. But let's start with this. This article out of South Carolina, digital evidence exonerates man who shot Travis Draper. Now, tell me about this.
Well, this is I found it very interesting because originally what happened was the police discovered a relatively middle-aged young man. I think he's about 40. He's in his vehicle and he has a gunshot wound and he's dead. Well, you know, this indicates there may have been foul play. And there was commotion in the media about it, and people said, you know, this is such a great guy, he's not a problem, we've got to find his murderer, you know, he wasn't a thug, he's just a wonderful guy. And there's a tendency in the cultures, you don't speak poorly of the dead. I mean, that's kind of a cliche. And it often seems as though dead people are always really nice people. They were, you know, they're saint, they're a wonderful father, they did all these wonderful things. But the fact is, there are people among us who are very dangerous, extremely dangerous people. And they often are even more dangerous when they take some pains to make themselves look ordinary, to sort of disguise themselves, as it were, because from the outside they look like anybody else. But there's a rapacious interior that's very dangerous. And it appears that may have been the case with Travis Draper. The sheriff investigated, the department investigated the case, and there was very strong evidence. And they found that the shooting was in self-defense. There was even a protest organized. People from the political district, it took place in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and they protested that there wasn't any prosecution of the person who shot Travis Draper. But when you look at what they found when they investigated, there wasn't really any controversy. the victim who shot Travis Anthony Draper, he didn't even know for sure that Draper had been hit or that he'd died until later. And this incident took place in traffic, and I think he exhibited prudence. And, you know, he fired the shot in self-defense, and then he drove away from the scene. He actually called his wife and let her know what had happened. You know, I was in this deadly force incident. I was almost killed. And then the wife saw news coverage, and she put all the facts together and said, that's probably my husband who was involved. And they contacted an attorney, and then I think that's a prudent move when you've been in a shooting. The attorney contacted the sheriff's office to explain what happened. He arranged for interviews. He arranged for the handing over of physical evidence. And all this happened just within hours of the attack by Mr. Draper. But the sheriff's department did their job. They didn't just say, oh, we have this guy calling in saying it was self-defense. Well, what case solved? No. They did exactly what they should do. And that is, they started collecting evidence from every source they could find. They got surveillance video. They got social media posts. They got phone call records. They collected the physical evidence from the crime scene. An autopsy was done. They interviewed Draper's wife. And what they found was not a pretty picture. Now, this is a little hint. 4 years ago, Draper was arrested for domestic violence. He was 36 years old at the time. Now, that's not conclusive by any means. It's just a hint. You know, lots of people get arrested, and they're not guilty of anything. And I believe I have seen more bad arrests for domestic violence than just about anything. Because some jurisdictions had policy that if they went to a call and there was any evidence of violence, and we're not talking blood or broken bones or anything, we're talking there was water on the floor that somebody threw a glass of water at somebody. You know, not the glass, just the water. And the policy was that if there was any evidence of anything like that, they had to arrest someone. We actually had situations in which officers would ask a married couple, well, which one of you wants to go to jail because we've got to arrest somebody? So I'm not saying that an arrest for domestic violence is conclusive at all, but it's a hint. So what they found, though, is when the sheriff investigated, is that when Mr. Draper was shot, he was on the phone with his wife. And she was pleading with him not to pursue the victim. And the sheriff's office held a news conference, and the sheriff made this statement. Mrs. Draper was on the phone telling her husband, please, don't do that. Leave it alone. He didn't hit your car. Go to work. Now, to me, that sounds like a wife who knows her husband and someone who has long experience with a violent man. So when they the physical evidence, when they found Draper in his car, there was a handgun on the seat beside him. And he was shot in the armpit. Now, well, that's not an easy thing to hit.
No, it isn't. Hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the first break. Dean Stuff is at the largest website of its type in the world. It is called Ammoland.com. He has well over 1,800 articles there. And this is one of them ripped clean off the front page of Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. We'll be right back.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com, talking to Dean Weingarten. We're talking about this incident with this guy and right at the street here from me in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Travis Antonio Draper, found killed. Weird, I had to cut you off. You want to pick it up where I had to cut you off?
Yes, fine. So, well, what they found is that he'd been hit in the armpit. And there wasn't any wound in his arm. So his arm had to be raised, exposing the armpit, when he was shot. And that exactly fit the description of the victim, who said that Draper was pointing a handgun at him when he fired in self-defense. You think about the geometry of that, and the windows were open, it makes sense. The windows in the two cars. Is it? And then they also had witnesses and a video showing Draper pursuing the victim. The victim tried to get away from him. What apparently had happened is the two cars were next to each other at a stoplight. And some words were exchanged. Apparently, Mr. Draper thought that the victim had gotten too close to him, though he had never, the vehicles had never touched. And then as they drove off, the victim is trying to get away from Draper in his vehicle, and Draper gets very aggressive. He drives down the wrong side of the street. He causes vehicles to swerve away from them. He uses the median to try to catch up with the victim, and eventually that's when he gets caught up with him and points the handgun at him. And he must have expected an unarmed victim because he was shot. He didn't fire a shot. He was shot before he could fire a shot. And there had been protests about him. You know, why isn't the sheriff's department, you know, prosecuting the person who shot Draper? Well, what happened was the sheriff's department took the Draper family and a Spartanburg City Council member who was involved with the protest and took them in and said, well, here's the video, and showed them the video that they had as evidence. And they said, do you want this video made public? And the family said no, and there were no more protests, and that kind of wrapped up the case. You know, you don't like to believe that there are people who look normal, act normal, don't seem to be particularly dangerous, but inside there's this very dangerous person who treats other people as if they were just objects for him to vent upon or to use for his satisfaction. And it appears to me that Mr. Draper had that type of a, at least if he wasn't a sociopath, it was something that was close to the surface. It appears to me. I'm not a psychologist, and that I never met the man. But when you violently and aggressively pursue somebody who, at worst, exchanged a couple words with you, and then you point a pistol at them after you've gone through all kinds of dangerous maneuvers to get at them, that's not somebody who's in control of their emotions, and it's somebody who feels as though they can get away with a lot of different bad things. So that's what the case was with Mr. Draper, and he was there was no prosecution of the victim, and as far as I know, there was no identification of the victim. And to think about these dangerous people in society, you know, most violent predators are not violent all of the time. And wolves, they treat their pups well. They mostly treat other members of the pack well. They're loyal to the pack, but they're vicious killers outside of the pack. So in the U.S., we've created what I call, and others have written about it, a high-trust society. and that is that you believe generally the rule of law works. Most of the criminal justice system works. The laws are pretty much respected. If you own property, it isn't just going to be taken from you without cause. And we've seen all over the world, now there aren't that many of them, but there are some, societies in which you have a high trust that the system is going to work as it says it'll work, you get greater prosperity, and people live essentially in prosperity. And the U.S. is one of the higher freedom, or used to be one of the higher freedom places. But when you break that down, when you get into tribal situations where you only respect the people in your tribe, that high trust society disappears. And when high trust disappears, so do freedom and prosperity. And so we're back, we're trying to keep our high trust society, but there are plenty of forces in it that are trying to remove it, you know, to exacerbate racism and claim that nothing is just. Well, we have to resist that, and I intend to, and I hope everybody else does. And when you see the video evidence, it shows that some of the digital things are actually helping instead of just harming a high-trust society.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing like video, is there? And some of the other things that go along with it, and it's a different world of the way we can try to reconstruct something, but
people used to live in villages, and the fastest transportation was a horse, and everybody knew almost everybody in the village, and any strangers that came through, everybody knew there was a stranger there right away, and everybody knew everybody else's business, and it was hard to get away with crimes. Well, that's changed as we've developed an urban society with fast transportation and communications, and what's happening now is digital recording of almost everything in the public space is sort of restoring that kind of thing that was in the village. Everybody knows everything. You can't get away with anything because it's all recorded. And we seem to be approaching that sort of situation.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, and I see that you have a new Rittenhouse update. I want to talk about that when we get back.
Oh, yes.
You can find this stuff at amoland.com. Go to All Contributors. Look for Dean Weingarten. All right there. 1,800-plus articles waiting for you. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration announced that it will begin deporting Haitians who have illegally arrived in the thousands at the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes as hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants continue trying to cross into the United States seeking a better life. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, discusses the influx of illegal immigrants.
The majority of the people that are crossing the border illegally are being released into the United States, and they're doing that without even getting COVID tests, without knowing what's coming into the United States. So this is a very scary situation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Stocks falling sharply to start the week amid investor concerns over the impending default of a major Chinese property developer, the Dow losing losing 614 points to close at 33,970, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The United States will replace travel bans on Europe, China, and other countries by requiring foreign nationals to show proof of a COVID vaccination. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients explains what changed that caused the administration to update its travel guidelines.
Today, nearly 6 billion shots have been administered globally, and dozens of countries have strong vaccination rates. Vaccines continue to show that they're highly effective.
Pfizer says a smaller dose of their COVID-19 vaccine works to develop antibodies for kids ages 5 to 11 years old. They say two doses 3 weeks apart had the similar effect to the dosage for 16 to 25-year-olds. The side effects also roughly the same. Pfizer planning to submit this information to regulators very soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. .com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and Dean writes about, there's a bunch of stuff that Dean writes about that I love when he updates it. One is bears, but the latest thing that I haven't seen anything written about is Kyle Rittenhouse, and well, he has an update that I didn't know had come out. So tell me about this.
Yes, well, of course, the Kyle Rittenhouse case is a complicated case, not because of the facts, but because it's very political. And that is that Kyle Rittenhouse was at the Kenosha riots and protests, and he was helping to guard property there, and he had in his possession a AR-15-style rifle. He was pursued and attacked by a mob. It's all on video. It's clear for most people watching it that he acted in self-defense and had to shoot three people, two of whom were killed. All three people had criminal records. And so there was this case has gone on because the prosecution, in my opinion, in Kenosha, is far-left Democrats, and they don't want someone who defended themselves with an AR-15 to escape punishment, especially in a protest. So they have worked hard to try to find ways to prosecute Kyle Rittenhouse, and then they've worked hard to try to prosecute his friend. What happened with the rifle is that a friend of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was not 18 years old, named Dominic Black, bought the AR-15 rifle in Wisconsin legally, and he kept it at his stepfather's residence. Probably there's some kind of an agreement that when Kyle turned 18, the rifle would be transferred to him. Under Wisconsin law, it's not illegal for someone who is over 16 to have a rifle in their possession. So a hearing was held in Kenosha County as to whether when the trial against Dominic Black would be held. The prosecutor has said that Dominic transferred or sold a rifle to Kyle Rittenhouse, which then resulted in death. And that's an offense under Wisconsin law. But it's only an offense if it was a crime that was involved. And since Kyle Rittenhouse, quite reasonably, in my opinion, is claiming self-defense, it wouldn't have been an offense if he is shown to have acted in self-defense. For example, there's no question that a rifle can be in the possession of someone over 16 in Wisconsin if they aren't committing crimes with it. So you can loan a rifle to somebody over 16 and they can go to the target range and they can fire at targets. Now, if Kyle had been at the target range and he'd been attacked by a group of people and he had to shoot some of them to protect himself, it would be offensive to justice that he then be charged with illegally killing somebody. Not that it be charged, but that the person transferred the rifle would be charged with transferring the rifle to someone who caused the killing. That's not the way it works. Because you wouldn't expect Rittenhouse to drop the rifle and say, kill me. And so the two cases are intertwined. Now, I have been following this, and I've watched the Honorable Bruce E. Schroeder. He's been a judge a long time. He was appointed by leftist Democrat politicians. But Schroeder has shown admirable restraint, and he appears to be working hard to try the case on its merits. There's been a lot of pressure applied to him. There have been protests on the courthouse steps. There's been media calls for him to get off of the case, and he has refused to do so. And because the Dominic Black case depends on the outcome of the Kyle Rittenhouse case, they've scheduled the Dominic Black trial to be after the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which makes sense. If Rittenhouse is found to be not guilty, then there's no case to be made on Dominic Black. So that's part of the update there in the Kyle Rittenhouse ongoing case. I don't think if it weren't political, charges would never have been brought against Kyle Rittenhouse, in my opinion. The video evidence is just overwhelming. And even leftists who watch it, you know, and look at it, say, well, that's pretty clearly self-defense. I mean, when you are running away from people and they are pursuing you and they have threatened your life previously and then they're armed and they try to kill you, on video, it's pretty clearly self-defense. Most people would say that. So, we have some other developments that I haven't written about yet. They happened very recently, just a couple days ago. There was a hearing by Judge Schroeder on Kyle Rittenhouse, and there were several questions as to what evidence would be allowed in the trial. And one of those was the prosecutor wanted to introduce into the courtroom an association they claimed that Kyle Rittenhouse had when he went out on bail. He went out on bail, and he was legally drinking a beer in a Wisconsin bar, and the prosecution claims that there were people from Proud Boys, an organization that is supposed to be protecting constitutional rights, and it has a reputation of has been created to call it far right. But they went to the bar, and Kyle is seen celebrating his release in their presence. And somehow the prosecution says this is germane to his defense. Well, first off, it never happened until long after the events of that are being tried happened. So it's hard to see how it's germane. And Kyle never met anybody who was there from Proud Boys before that day. Again, the prosecution has tried desperately, it seems to me, to link Kyle to some kind of white supremacist or racist group, and there just isn't any connection to link to. It just doesn't exist. Kyle was 17 when this happened. He wasn't particularly political. He hadn't joined any groups. I mean, it's just not there. But they're trying hard to do it, and at the hearing, the judge said, no, this Proud Boy stuff is not going to be included in the trial. So that's the latest I have on the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and jury selection is supposed to start on 1 November, and the trial for Dominic Black is scheduled for the 22nd of November in Kenosha.
Hang on for me. We'll discuss this when we get back. My guest is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been speaking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking. He was just telling me about this article he wrote for Kyle about Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, these prosecutors in this jurisdiction, they're sort of like a fixated rabid dog on this kid, aren't they?
Well, it's really interesting when you start digging into the relationship. And it's not easy to do, but there's a site in Kenosha. I think it's called Kenosha. I wish I had it perfectly in front of me, but they've been doing a lot of investigation. They uncovered a relationship between the chief prosecutor and one of the instigators of the protest riots there in Kenosha. One of the prosecutors who was assigned to the Kyle Rittenhouse case has questionable relationships with a judge that is in the district. There have just been, I think, three prosecutors out of eight who left. It could be 14 or 15 prosecutors. I don't have those figures in front of me, but three of them have left that prosecution office for other places just in the last month or so.
Right.
So there's a lot going on in that prosecutor's office, and it doesn't all look good. It's really hard to justify these charges against Kyle. I mean, because there's all kinds of video evidence out there. I mean, you can see it. And it's not as if the prosecutor appears to be acting without some kind of a bias, because that they're doing a lot of unusual things, like they pursued Kyle and wanted to get the address where he was staying at, and it appeared that they were doing that in order to get the address to people who were persecuting Kyle. I mean, you cannot say 100% that that was their motivation, but that's what it appeared to be when you watch the court hearing about it. So it is a very political case. And what it appears to me is that the left just hates the idea that someone, an armed person, could defend themselves against leftist protesters. Why? That's terrible. You can't allow that. Why? How can we rule the streets? How can we intimidate everybody if armed people are allowed to defend themselves against us? It's a horrible thing. We can't have that happen. I mean, that's the vibe I get from it, so to speak. So I think I was really pleased, and you can see in videos that are online, Judge Schroeder, as he approaches this case, and I think he takes a very even-handed approach. And he says, I'm not going to treat this case any differently. I'm not going to be swayed by public opinion. I'm not going to be listened to protests on the courthouse steps. You have to have good reasons of why you're doing stuff. And he pretty much slaps down the prosecution a couple of times. You don't see it all that often in courtrooms, and I think it was well-deserved in this case. So I expect a reasonable jury selection, and all of this is improved to an extent. The further we get away from the date of the actual riots, the more likely that cool heads will prevail, and you'll have a reasonable jury looking at reasonable facts and not swayed entirely by emotion. But I think a lot of people in Kenosha would view Kyle very favorably. I don't think anybody he shot was a Kenosha resident. They were all white men, with two of them with felony records, the two that got killed, and the one that was wounded had a long history of petty offenses, but none that disqualified him from having a concealed carry permit. He had a concealed carry permit. He carried a pistol and had drawn the pistol and was pointing it, or it looked to be attempting to point it at Kyle Rittenhouse when he was shot. So it's all there. I mean, I am skeptical often about video evidence, but in this case, there's just so much of it from so many different angles. And you have eyewitnesses that collaborate what was going on in the video evidence. The only question is, what was going on in the mind of the combatants? And I think a reasonable person would have a hard time saying, convicting Kyle of anything when it, you know, he was pursued. He was trying to leave the scene. He was trying to get away. That's one of the classic things you look for in a defense situation, that the person involved was not the aggressor. The people on who try to deride Kyle try to make the claim that because he was armed, he provoked the aggression against him. I mean, this is just absurd. So you're armed, so you force somebody to attack you because you're armed? That just doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, you know, I'm trying to see the universe in which that makes sense. Gee, I see someone is armed over there, so I better go attack them. I think it almost always works exactly the opposite. So it's going to be interesting to watch the trial. I hope it's a short one, but as the prosecution is probably going to be putting forward all kinds of improbable theories, and, you know, it may be longer than we expect.
I just, you know, what are they charging him with? What murder and what degree?
They are charging him with first degree murder and second degree and manslaughter and illegal possession of a firearm by a minor, which, as I read the Wisconsin law, and I've read it many times now, and I'm not a lawyer, but I have studied firearms law quite a bit. Now, one of the problems is that law can be very complex, because you'll have one part of the law that'll refer to another part of the law that'll refer to another part of the law, and you have to read them all to figure out what's going on. And the Wisconsin law says it's illegal for a minor to have a rifle or shotgun, and then just a little later on it says and the law will not apply to minors except in the case of them having a short-barreled rifle or shot. Well, to people under, you know, over 16. And so you have to put those two together because that's how it works. And Kyle Rittenhouse did not have a short-barreled rifle or shotgun, so he was right. complying with the law.
Yep.
It's a little awkward, and people look at the first part, and they say, oh, but it's not controlling because there's that exception later.
I just look at that. Anyway. That whole situation is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But I'm interested in seeing how it ends up. But before we run out of time, let me tell everybody how to find this article. For those who are interested in the stuff that Dean and I talk about, it's all based on what he writes. Occasionally we'll do something off the cuff, but it's all based on what he writes, and you can find all of that at ammoland.com. And thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
It is always a pleasure. It's always fun to be on the show.
The fun is mine. Anyway, we'll be back on Monday, and between now and then, you should remember this. More than ever, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Your eyes should be wide open now. You should be seeing. This has been Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.